Now, verse 9. And Absalom met the servants of David. And Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. Now, apparently, this boy's head got caught in the forks of a tree as he was fleeing, by the way. And when his head got caught, the mule just went right out from under him and left him in quite a predicament there. And under other circumstances, this could be rather humorous, but it certainly is not here. Now we are told, verse 11, And Joab said unto the man that told him, And behold, thou sawest him, and why didst thou not smite him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle. And the man said unto Joab, This man is shocked that Joab would want that boy who was a prince, a son of David, want him killed. He says, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son? For in our hearing the king charged thee. And Abishai and Ittai saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise I should have wrought falsehood against mine own life, for there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself wouldest have set thyself against me. Why, he said, you would have punished me had I done that. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. Joab says, I won't argue with you. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And the young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. Joab blew the trumpet. The people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. When Absalom was dead, of course, the rebellion was over. And that was what Joab, I think, wanted. I think he was very tired of this boy. He had no right to do what he did, especially after David had given the commandment that he did. But you can see that he's just tired of putting up with him, and he knows this will end the rebellion. Now, word is brought to David, and here is one of the most touching scenes. And here is where you feel like saying to the Lord, Lord, you've whipped him enough now because of his sin. Let up on the boy. Let up on your son David because you've whipped him enough. David is sitting now in the gate waiting for word to be brought to him. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, Let me now run and bear the king tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said unto him, Thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushai, Go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushai bowed himself to Joab, and he ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, But howsoever let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, Wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? See, he hasn't all of the information. He hasn't the information that the battle is won and the fact that the son of David's been slain.